This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, January 28th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Galley. Texas Senator John Cornyn spent time with members of the American Farm Bureau in San Antonio this week. Cornyn knows a farm bill is overdue and says the congressional agenda will be a challenge to see it across the finish line.
One of the challenges is scheduling floor time. We need to pass a budget here very soon and then deal with reconciliation, but it may take a while for us to complete that reconciliation bill. So it's really going to be up to the leadership in the House and the Senate to schedule the farm bill. They could schedule it as a standalone. My hope is that the House has already done a lot of work last year on a farm bill, and we can wrap that up sooner rather than later. But I'm pretty much agnostic about what vehicle it might take.
Cornyn is also aware that Congress must address tax issues this year. He says without action, Americans will suffer.
Without congressional action, 62% of Americans taxpayers will see a tax increase. It'll be a multi-trillion dollar tax increase. So we have to do it by the end of the year, but the truth is we shouldn't waste any time, and we have a narrow window to get this done. I believe we have to get it done between now and the summer, to say the least. But as you can imagine, there's a lot of other things that people want to include in the reconciliation bills in addition to taxes, but that's a must-do.
Cornyn says the Trump administration is right to challenge China on trade and national security.
Well, the problem is China is not our friend, and their interests are not our interests. And they are relentless in terms of trying to gain advantage economically and from a national security standpoint. I happen to serve on the Senate Intelligence Committee, so I read classified briefings a couple times a week on various threats and challenges around the world. Many of the purchases of farmland in the United States are in close proximity to places like our military bases and others, and so that provides an opportunity for listening posts and things like that. I think it's going to continue to be a subject of concern, I expect President Trump to keep the pressure up, because we can't just sit back and let them steal our intellectual property, steal our secrets, and threaten our national security.
On issues closer to home, Cornyn says Mexico is a neighbor and a friend of the U.S. He doesn't want to close the border, but says the border does need to be secure.
Our economy depends on binational trade with Mexico, which creates a lot and supports a lot of jobs here in the United States. I know when people who aren't from Texas talk about closing the border, I always want to say, well, the goal is not to close the border, it's to secure the border, because we want legitimate trade and travel to continue to occur, because that's important to our economy. I think there's a way to control the border and to secure the border, but we need to also recognize the importance of binational trade and travel on a legal basis. That's the important distinction we need to make.
Cornyn noted news that some immigrants were missing work, fearing deportation. Cornyn is aware that farm labor issues are embroiled in the border debate.
What we need is a legal and humane and orderly immigration system, but clearly farm labor is going to be at the table when it comes to negotiating any of these outcomes. I noted that there's about 1.5 million people who are already under final orders of deportation, and there are tens of thousands of people with criminal records. I think President Trump is starting with the criminals, and then I would think it would make sense to move through the people who've already exhausted all of their appeals and other remedies, and then we can have a conversation about our immigration system.
Look for coverage of Farm Bureau's policy debate at www.agripulse.com. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.